This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It's time now for Around Montgomery County. I'm your host, Tobin Ott. My guest this week for Around Montgomery County is Nokomis Fire Chief Joe Gasbridge. Chief, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Tobin.
And we are here to talk about fire prevention or fire safety. October is basically Fire Safety Month in Illinois. I guess you could probably extend it nationally. And of course, there's a lot of things we need to be aware of during this month pertaining to fire and fire safety.
This year, the theme for the program is that every family should know two ways out of every room in their house, and they're stressing this especially for children to know how to get out of the house when there's a fire in the home.
And of course, and we've talked about this off and on, having a plan is the best thing you could possibly have.
Having a plan to tell your children how to get out of the house and where the rally point or where the meeting point is at near your home is a real big plus for every family, and actually preparedness starts at home. So that's one of the reasons that they're really pushing this year.
And of course, this is a good time. Obviously, a couple weeks from now, when we gain an hour of sleep, is primarily the time when we do this. But to make sure that the fire smoke alarms, carbon monoxide detectors, all have fresh batteries, so in case if something happens, you're waking up.
Yeah, they. One of the things you can do in the fall is to take the batteries out and replace them. And that should be for your fire and smoke detector, and also for your carbon monoxide detector, which I think most homes have them. A lot of times you can go buy a dual detector now that has both capabilities in one detector, but people need to be sure of the fact that these batteries are changed. They generally say every fall and every spring. A lot of people only change them once a year, but the fall is a really good time to do it because the instances of fire in the homes goes up dramatically in the wintertime.
And of course, if you think about it, now Illinois law has changed quite a bit, where the smoke alarms have to be X amount of feet away from a living quarter or a bedroom setting. So that changes the game. I mean, I think for the better.
In near every room in the home where children are at, or every bedroom. They also strongly recommend that they're on each floor of the home, and there's also a law now in Illinois that says that, you know, people should have a CO detector in their home as well. Now, is that enforceable? Not really, but by making it part of the law, what they're trying to do is to stress this to people that they should have these detectors in their homes because, quite frankly, people make the assumption that they're going to wake up if there's a fire in their home, and that's not always necessarily true.
Absolutely, and I know some fire departments, and I don't know how this is with Nokomis, and you can elaborate this, have done a pretty fairly decent job of making sure families in need to check the home, make sure everything is working. Is that the same case with Nokomis?
We do calls. We make a lot of calls for detectors each year, and people will call and say, my detector is going off, and we'll go check it, and it may be nothing more than a battery that's bad. We also have what we call a four-gas meter, which we can go in the home and monitor for carbon monoxide levels. And so if people think they're having a problem with the detector, we'll go check. And I know that all the fire departments in the county do that. And people, you know, if it's just a bad battery, we'll say, well, we're sorry we called you. Well, you know, we don't mind going out because that just makes people feel safer. And it's something we do. It's something the fire departments in the county do. And I know of all the people I've talked to, nobody has a problem going out and doing that if they're called to do so.
And one thing, we were talking about this before we went on the air, as we noticed here on Route 16, the leaves are starting to turn color. I would say a little earlier than normal, and the leaves are starting to fall at a faster rate than normal. Now you're getting to the time where people are going to be raking and burning leaves, and that brings up a whole different other can of worms as well.
Each of the cities in the county has their own ordinances for burning. They should know the ordinance in the city, and if they are allowed to burn, they should make sure that they do it away from culverts. It should be in an open area where there's plenty of space between any structures. We've had fire calls over the years where people have been burning leaves close to a building, and you know, the fire has spread to the building, and then they call us. So we really stress that people are very careful about burning leaves and that they stay with the fire when they're burning it and make sure it's completely extinguished before they get done.
And of course, and we know this past summer, the whole county was on a no burning, no fireworks ordinance. I think with the rain and the weather that we've had, that's been kind of lifted, but you still have that threat that if something triggers, we could be in a bad situation.
It's still pretty dry. It's amazing to me how we'll have a rain, and then the next day people will be working in the farm fields again. So we're certainly not at the level of moisture in the soil that we need, but we are in a better position than we were earlier this summer. But the problem with that is that all the vegetation this summer dried out, and so we're still dealing with a lot of that dry vegetation. And so people need to be careful, especially if they're burning leaves, that none of the embers blow from that pile and go start something else on fire that they didn't want to.
And of course, if they're burning leaves and that goes along, obviously one of the big fall things is having bonfires or something along those lines. You got to be careful with those too. And if you have one, that's, you know, depending on city ordinances, again,
sure,
make sure that it's A, legal, but B, stay with it so that way it doesn't get carried out of control.
Exactly. You need to stay with it and take care of it because you just never know when it might spread. A couple other things that were stressed this year from the fire marshal, Larry Makaitis, is to make sure that people understand that they need to have two ways out of their home, out of each room of their home for their children and their family members. They need to be sure that smoke alarms are installed, like we said earlier, next to each bedroom and on each floor. They should also understand that as we're getting into the winter months, they may be using electric space heaters. As we get close to the holidays, they're going to be plugging things in. So you want to be sure you don't overload electrical circuits, because that has been and can also be a source of ignition in a home. Also looking at, you know, if you do use alternative heaters, first of all, you don't want to use any kind of petroleum-fueled heater like kerosene heaters in your home. If you do use electric heaters, these are they draw a lot of electricity, a lot of amperage, so you have to be careful that that's plugged in carefully. And a couple other things people don't think about is make sure your dryer vents are clean. We have, I don't say a lot, but we certainly have had dryer fires in the past, and you go out there and people have neglected to clean out the vents, and that can cause a problem. And then also understand that if you have appliances that do produce heat, you need to keep those away from any kind of materials that could burn. And I'll say one more thing about homes, because I don't think people understand the transition that's gone on, say, the last 20 years. All the materials that are used in the home now for carpeting and furniture, they burn a lot hotter and they produce a lot more toxic gases than the old cotton and wood materials did in the home. These things burn a lot hotter. They put off a lot of toxic contents. And we've done studies at the Fire Service Institute that show how quickly these rooms burn and the amount of heat that's generated by these materials in carpets, in furniture is unbelievable. It is not uncommon in a fire, in a working fire, to have temperatures exceed 1,100 degrees in a building.
Wow. Now, is that something that maybe state lawmakers can do to say, hey, we refrain from using this kind of material for carpeting?
Well, a lot of this material that's used is a product of petroleum polymers, and it's kind of the way that things are going. It's just a trend you've seen in the last 20 years to make these things. They're more durable. They're easier to clean. They last longer, but the problem is that they burn a lot hotter.
As we come to a close, you mentioned the dryer vents, making sure that the lint filter is cleaned out every time you use the dryer. Also during this time, and reluctantly I'll admit I turned on my furnace at my house during this cold snap, check your furnace.
Yep.
Make sure that's clean too, because that could trigger some things as well.
Furnace filters, flue pipes, furnaces. A lot of the new furnaces today are the high-efficiency furnaces, and so you really don't have a chimney per se. You have a pipe that goes outside, but if you do have a chimney and you're not sure if it's been clean in a few years, it doesn't hurt to take a look at it or have somebody do it professionally.
Chief, it's always a pleasure having you in. Thank you so much for your time, and I look forward to our chats in the future.
Thanks, Tobin.
And this concludes this weekend's edition of Around Montgomery County, where my guest was Nokomis Fire Chief Joe Gasbridge. For Around Montgomery County, I'm Tobin Ott.